Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Where's Pods? Like, if we were to do like a Sesame Street comparison to the Warriors right now, who's Brandon Pajemski? That's a loaded question.
Yeah.
You're going to get his dad listening.
That sounds like he's Cookie Monster.
Oh, no. KC in San Jose. KC wants to talk about Brandon Pajemski. We're talking about Pods at 888-957-9570. Do Warriors fans view Pods the same way Brandon Pajemski views Brandon Pajemski, which is, hey, I think I'm the heir apparent to this squad. What's up, KC?
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, so I think there's not a fine line between cockiness and confidence. The dude's delusional, or maybe he was talking about he's the number one option in the future for the Valkyries. This is this Love Island-loving generation that's just yapping without backing it up. I don't even want to hear from you. Work on your game, show something, win a game in the playoffs, then you can talk about your aspirations. Otherwise, just because the mic is in front of you, you don't got to say it, man. You don't got to say it. Just be quiet.
That's KC in San Jose. I mean, why you got to take shots at the Valks like that, though? Like, come on. It was first playoff run. And I do love that Pods is leaning into being a big fan of that team. That's good.
He does
have camaraderie. Come on.
He does have main character syndrome to a degree.
I mean, he was a starter for a good chunk last season.
No. I'm talking about when he goes to the Valkyries games. Like, he can't just go and just enjoy it. He's got to be running on the court and high-fiving in the outfits. And
last night was a movie, bro.
Like there is. Like, come on, it's okay.
I mean,
we can see it a mile away.
He's just having fun. Come on, can we have fun anymore? Like, he's just having a good time going to the Valkyries games. Joe Lacob probably loves it. Owner of the Valkyries and Warriors.
There's a reason why Russell Wilson is not loved by all, and I think that there's a level of disingenuous people believe that he is. And there's a little drop of that in some of the Pajemski antics at the game.
I didn't appreciate KC in San Jose degrading the great show and drama of this past summer. Look, Love Island.
It takes also, one
Love
to
is,
know one.
Love is Blind new season on Netflix is incredible. They're in Denver, Colorado this season. Continue.
Oh, it takes one to know one. So like I know main character syndrome when I see it.
Oh, come on. No. Well, by the way, you saw our names yesterday at the Chase Center. Nick Friedell, friend. He texted us a picture, and I woke up to it.
Oh, that's you with that 831 number.
Yeah, well, yes.
Made me delete it. I put it back.
Well, I have a couple numbers. You can have a couple numbers. I'm a very big deal, Joe. So, like, I'm like a big businessman
guy. You've got his burner number.
He's ruined so many of my group threads because I can't respond to
them. You can have multiple numbers under one iMessage account, an iPhone account, or iCloud.
You got to fix that, dog.
No, I can't. It's
driving me nuts.
It's a bridge too far. But Nick Friedell texted both of us a picture of our names at Chase Center, and it was, hey, listen to the morning roast with Spadoni and Shasky. And it was all across the Chase. It was really cool. And I saw that when I was at the game on Sunday. I was like, you know what? Thanks, Nick, for thinking about us. We'll get him back on the airwaves soon. And that's why we're talking about this article, because he had a great one-on-one with Brandon Pajemski talking about, you know, how he views himself on this team. And we're kind of talking about it. And, you know, he thinks, this is a good quote that I saw as well. You know, this is Brandon Pajemski taking like the next step. And what does that look like? That's why I asked you the question. Who needs to take the next step on this team? Because Bonte's talked about that with us a lot. Like, hey, you know, if Moody, Pods, maybe JK, if these guys could take another step.
Okay, but can we stop? I'm going to stop you there. I'm going to stop you right there.
Stop me, yeah.
How can you take another step when you don't have a clearly defined role? Like, that I think is one of the conundrums. It's like the chicken and the egg with the Warriors, okay? Take the next step. Sounds great. But on a night-to-night basis, everyone not named Horford, Draymond, Jimmy, and Steph really doesn't know what their role is on a night-to-night basis. There are a lot of parts on this team.
Absolutely. And this is
so do you get what I'm saying?
No, I
want to defend all the young guys
sure. And
all the role players. How can you take the next step when your role is fluctuating and unknown night to night?
And that's a question for Steve Kerr and Mike Dunleavy as well, to an extent, who's going to be on with Steine and Goo later today. And you know what? We'll ask Terry Stotts at 9 o'clock, who's an assistant coach for the team and has been a head coach for a very long time, obviously with the Portland Trailblazers once upon a time. With Dame Lillard and co. He had a lot of young players. He had to like try to play with some vets, right? I'm sure he has some thoughts about how to integrate Moses Moody, Pods, you know, Post at some point, had some role last year, you know, and Jonathan Kuminga is going to be the one that gets everyone going and gets their ruffles, you know, their feathers ruffled. You know, where I'm at with this team right now, Joe, is I'm actually very excited because I think this is going to be one of the most entertaining Warriors seasons we've seen in some time. I don't know how it's going to translate on the court to wins and losses. That remains to be seen. I do think they are a playoff team,
mm-hmm. And
we have a couple weeks to still talk about them leading up to the start of the regular season. But when you have Jimmy, when you have Steph, when you have Draymond, those are a lot of characters. Those are a lot of mouths to feed. I'm looking at the leadership of those three guys, too, to try to put the young players in also positions to succeed. That's going to be some of their responsibility, too, right? Right? I feel like they kind of get like skated by, like they need to bring these guys up to speed. Why do we talk about, you know, what's an example? Like LeBron forever, right? Playing with a bunch of young players. Oh, he doesn't want to play with these young players. He's going to trade all of them for veterans,
well,
right?
They say that, but then yet him and Austin Reeves have played pretty well together.
Exactly, right? So like I know Steph could play with Pods. I know he could play with Moses, because I saw it. I saw it at points last year.
It's not about
with Jimmy.
I think it's about Draymond, though. See, this is the part where, like, Draymond give it, and I also think he take it away. Draymond brings so much to the table. Starting Draymond creates complications for this roster. And I'm not blaming Draymond. I'm explaining the best use of Dre for himself long-term for the season. For the rest of the current roster you have, might be him taking a slight step back in the starting role to be able to finish the season on a high note and close out games when it matters most with 6 minutes to go. This is not the 2017 Warriors. You're not going to blow teams out. What's the most important part of a game for the Warriors right now? It's to start and it's to finish. I think when they start games, you're starting with Draymond. And I get why, because you think, oh, defense.
Right.
No. I need the defense at the end of the game. I think offensively getting things going is the more difficult task for this offense and this team. And I think that they're going to be driven for long stretches throughout the middle and bulk of games through offense and flow and guys feeling good and the ball humming. I would have Draymond come off the bench, and I think it eases so many tensions on this team, and it opens things up for the young guys to have clearly defined roles, enabling them to take the necessary big leaps you're asking for.
By the way, did you see, we kind of teased it, Lauri Markkanen back on the market, Joe? You see that? There's, according to the reports, that the Utah Jazz are very interested in moving off Lauri Markkanen.
Ooh!
I mean, wake me up if you've heard that one before.
Do you think the Warriors should have interest?
Yeah.
How much?
Well, a lot. I mean, you have to match salaries, but and it's a lot of money. If there was a way I could keep Kuminga and move a bunch of wings and draft picks to go get Lauri Markkanen, I would have done it yesterday.
He signed a 4-year, $195 million contract with the Utah Jazz. So he is set to make the cap hits for the next four seasons, including this one, $46 million, $46 million, yeah, $49 million, $53 million.
So it would have to include, nine times out of ten, probably Jonathan Kuminga, and I would be not willing to do that.
Okay, so then you're not really.
Even though I want the shooting.
That would probably be the guy that they're most interested in.
Yeah, to me, it would be something like GP2, Moody, Pods, something like that's what I would be looking to move. Because I have Seth, I have Melton, I have Jonathan Kuminga. I actually like Pat Spencer. Like, I don't know. I would be very intrigued if I could find a way to keep Jonathan Kuminga. I think they need Jonathan Kuminga's athleticism.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Will Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.